today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on IRIB English Radio. As I told you, this is today's special, and the topic for this episode is father-daughter relations.
You are a miracle. You are a blessing from above. You brought joy to my soul and pleasure to my eyes. In my heart, I can feel it. An unexplainable feeling being a father. Pray that you'll find your way. You know I love you. I love you, my little girl.
Today, Friday, is the 3rd of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Nahl, verses 58 to 59.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa idha bushira ahaduhum bil untha dhalla wajhuhu muswaddan wa huwa kadhim.
And when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief. He hides himself from the people because of the ill of which he has been informed. Should he keep it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Unquestionably, evil is what they decide.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In a tradition from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, we read that he says, "What a nice child a person's daughter is. She is affectionate and of a great help. She is one's companion and she is clean while cleaning at the same time." In fact, such respect shown towards the personality of women has served as a cause for their liberation in the society and has put an end to the era of servitude and slavery of women. However, if it is unfortunate that in some Islamic societies there are still those forms of ignorant thought prevalent, and there are still a good number of families who rejoice in having sons born to them and are disturbed by having daughters. Father-daughter relation. This is the topic of this episode. Your relationship with your daughter teaches her what value she has as a person. Her identity and self-worth develops from how you interact with her. When you neglect her, she learns to neglect herself. If you abuse her, she will learn to take abuse or become abusive. If you respect her, she will learn to respect herself and others. The way you relate with her will determine how she will relate with others and what kind of family life she will create for herself in the future. Seemingly unimportant chores are extremely valuable in teaching children the basic lessons of sharing, compromising, cooperating, respect, and responsibility. Your attitude toward everything you do is a loud and clear message to your children. Sometimes she can do things that she may think are boring, and sometimes you will do things that you are not interested in. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about relations between fathers and their daughters. In order to withstand those sinister forces and those unwelcome trends that are unfortunately quite prevalent in our communities, I mean, no matter where we are living, I mean, in any community, we may find many instances of such unfavorable and quite sinister and shocking relations. In order to withstand this torrent of destruction, moral destruction, it's one of the jobs and one of the simple ways that fathers may initiate in order to oppose and in order to nullify the conspiracies, the moral conspiracies or educational conspiracies and crises, is by giving extra attention to their own daughters. In this way, we hope that the later on generations will come up with, better future. Also, in this connection, it must be indicated that from the ages 3 to 5 years old, daughters need the attention of their fathers. And at the same time, find that at this age, fathers are expected to be very much attentive to the fathers. Well, later on, when their daughters go to school, fathers are expected to show more attention and more sincerity to their daughters. And by and large, I mean, through following this trend of giving attention, the right attention, giving the right directions to the daughters, we hope that, inshallah, we will come up with a good and acceptable and favorable community in the future. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This part is a special for fathers. Fathers, listen. What you need to know about raising daughters. Be the best example of a man you can be. Why? Well, besides the obvious, you'll be accountable for your actions. Your daughter will almost certainly use you as her standard when deciding on her future husband. As her father, you are the first man to whom she develops an attachment, whether the conditions of that attachment are healthy or not. Her expectations of a man will be affected by the way you treat her, her mother and others, the way you deal with emotions, your work ethic, and so on. The Messenger of Allah says, the leader of the Prophet, is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and he's responsible for them.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً ونورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً
Daughters, listen to this part carefully. A father helps his daughter overcome insecurities. A father makes his daughter feel like the most beautiful person in the world. You may not be perfect, but you will always be the perfect girl to your father. He helps his daughter overcome insecurities and imperfections. A father helps his daughter avoid toxic relationships in her life. Yes, a father who is compassionate, supportive, and respectful helps his daughter avoid toxic relationships in her life. He sets the ground for how she will be treated by others, especially men.
When it comes to kissing, Rasulullah says, and what the hadith mentions, that every time you kiss your child, your son or daughter, Allah grants you a house in paradise.
Wow.
So Rasulullah used to kiss his daughter, Fatima alayha afdal as-salatu wa-salam, every day. Every day he would go visit her, kiss her forehead, kiss her chest, kiss her hand.
To that extent.
Stand up for her, show her respect. He would stand up, kiss her hand, tell her to sit in his chair.
Wow.
In his position, and then he would sit next to her, smiling in her face, you know, having a pleasant time with her. This is why she was so in love with her father. This is why when he passed, she couldn't stop crying, she couldn't stop shedding tears, because he was the greatest father that a girl could have.
Wow.
So he showed her her love and affection. That's what you need to show. This is your duty as a father. As a father to a son, maybe you need to show him strength. You need to tell him to start doing push-ups when he's, you know, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Show him that strength. Teach him how to, you know, go sell something, buy something, put him in the shop. Teach him how commerce is made. As your job. As a father of
a
girl,
a man.
When you're raising a queen, you need to show her love and affection. And if you don't, this is a lot of parents, you know, in our communities. They wonder why their girls, you know, start speaking to boys at an early age. Or why did this happen? Why did that happen? It's because you were never there.
Yeah.
You as a father, you're never there.
Mm-hmm.
Show people that she means the most to you,
mm-hmm.
and that will show her what you mean, what mm-hmm. she means to you.
That was interesting topic, the topic of father-daughter relationship. So, inshallah, we continue that. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you under Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies.
were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.